He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
And welcome to the Wednesday morning. It's the June 18th live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with Bill Gunderson and Vice President of Gunderson Capital Management,
Stephen Gunderson,
here today to try to keep you on top of what is happening in the market. A lot of headlines today. Big headlines.
Yeah.
These aren't little things, you know. These are big things. But let's first take a look at the markets and how we've opened the day here. The Dow is down about a point and a half. We're pretty quiet, pretty flat so far in the day. The S&P's up a couple of points right now. It's at 1944. The NASDAQ, down a couple, basically flat on the day, 4,336 on the NASDAQ. Crude oil, boy, you would think it would be moving higher on some of these headlines, but it is at 106.20 this morning, $106.20 per barrel. Gold is at 1272. It's up $2.59 per ounce right now. The euro is at 1.35. The U.S. dollar is at 80.50. So pretty quiet day. And I can tell you the main reason why it's quiet today, the Fed will meet later. Well, they're meeting now, and they will announce their decision later, which should be no decision other than to keep interest rates where they're at. But everybody will be listening for any kind of a clue that they can possibly glean from Miss Yellen as to when that next Fed rate hike, the first one in a long, long time, will be. And that's why I think the market is in just wait-and-see mode, and then we'll see at about 11:30 Pacific Standard Time after the announcement where we go from there. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Argentina, let's go south of the border first. They cannot pay their $15 billion debt that is due this month. Then the chance of a default down in Argentina are rising. S&P downgrades their debt. Get this. Remember we were talking about Putin standing on top of that pipeline the other day and shutting off the spigot to Ukraine? And
I do remember that.
Putting his fist in the air. And
yeah.
Take that, you guys. Well, somebody the next day from the Ukraine blew up a big portion of the pipeline that carries Putin's gas and oil down into Europe.
Uh-oh.
So that's not good.
That's
sabotage.
Not good.
And it would be seemingly revenge for what Putin's doing to the Ukrainians. So the Ukrainians step in and they say, okay, you know, all of that oil and gas that goes to all these various destinations in Europe, we're going to detonate a little bomb here and sabotage the pipeline. So we'll just have to see what kind of impact that has on natural gas prices. Which, by the way, let's just check out a chart here on UNG, which is natural gas. UNG, the natural gas stocks have been flying lately. Actually, natural gas prices are remaining pretty steady there right now. It is Fed Day. We'll see what happens there. The Fed will be announcing some kind of a decision here, and most people figure that be no decision. But it's always the language that follows the decision. Will they continue to taper? Given the fact that the first quarter of this year, our GDP was down 1.7%. Will they say, yes, the economy can stand on its own, it was all weather related? Or will they say, you know what, we're going to keep boosting and supporting this economy through our bond purchase program? That's the first thing that the market will be waiting for. The second thing will be as to when the next Fed hike will be. We had inflation numbers that were hotter than expected. Much of that is due to energy prices. I know you know there's inflation. In-N-Out Burger today announced that they're raising all their products 10 cents on the burger. up, and 15 cents on the double-double.
Man.
Because of rising beef prices. And we've talked about that a lot here. Now, the real measure of inflation is found at the grocery store. I also noticed that one of our restaurants that we frequent, their prices went up about $2 or $3 on all their items, especially their steaks.
That's a lot.
Yeah, it's quite a bit. Beef prices continue to rise, and there's no end in sight. Now, the bigger story here is Iraq. Iraq continues to implode. Now, the big refinery north of Baghdad is in control of ISIS. They've got the refinery, and they're in charge now. And who knows where this all ends, but it doesn't seem like it's going to end tomorrow. And it doesn't seem like ISIS is just after one-third of Iraq for themselves. It seems like they're going to go for the whole enchilada. At least that's what I see from my perspective. And I still think that energy stocks, and yesterday we talked about there's a whole world of energy stocks out there, besides ExxonMobil, which, by the way, is evacuating their employees and getting out of Dodge. It would seem that the progress that they've made in rebuilding those oil fields, rebuilding those refineries, making Iraq's production what it should be once again, it would seem like it's in dire jeopardy at the current time. Now, here's the weird thing, Stephen. In the face of all this, as I sat here yesterday, and went through my database. We start with A today, which is Agilent. We'll work our way down to Zillow, which is Z.
Yep.
And in between, there's 3,800 different stocks in the database. And I usually stop on the ones that are in the top 300 or 400, take a look at them. I obviously look at the ones that I own. I look at a lot of the ones that I used to own. Here was the craziest thing of all. All of these former high flyers, momentum names, they're taken off again.
They've come back.
What gives? Well, they haven't come back, but look at this. Look at Proofpoint, which is keeps the companies like Target from having security breaches and whatnot. A stock that I wrote up in my best stock, or in the, I believe it was on MarketWatch or thestreet.com. Look at all of a sudden this stock taking off. From 24 to 36, that's a 50% move since late April. Now, if that was the only one, I'd say, well, okay, there's nothing to this. But then I looked at several other former high flyers. Look at Workday.
Yeah.
64, back to 85. That's a very quiet 35% move. Workday's the stock that I owned last year and even earlier this year. And one that I wrote up. Market Watch, one of those. Look at the massive recovery in Workday there. I was looking at Jazz Pharmaceuticals yesterday.
Yeah.
Look at that.
That was a great one.
Yeah, and Jazz has come back from 120 to 147. That's a 25% move. And look at that breakout yesterday on Jazz Pharmaceutical. I was even looking at the 3D printers. An area of the market that got absolutely smacked, the few stocks in that space. Look at how hard 3D Systems has come down from that 90 area.
Yeah.
All the way down to almost 40. It cut in half, and what's it been doing? It's been going sideways.
Got a little pop.
And it's got a little pop the last couple of days, which obviously draws my attention to it again. Stratasys would be another one. Not Stratosphere, not the hotel, not the tower in Vegas. No, Stratasys is a 3D printing company. It was 138 to start the year. Got cut down to 85. Now remember, I deserted all these stocks before they got hit real hard. But now we've got Stratasys breaking through 100 right now. $100 per share. And not only that, you see the reversal in the trend?
Yeah.
A downtrend has went to a sideways trend and is now reversing to an uptrend. Go figure. Another one that I noticed yesterday, Ultimate Software, ULTI. Look at this.
Wow.
murdered from 170 down to 100, okay, sideways, breakout,
yeah,
2 days ago. Give you one more here. Well, we'll look at Illumina for a minute, which is a former high flyer that we cleaned up. This thing's back to its old high.
Yeah.
Almost. 183 wow. would do it, and it's almost there after a 40% sell-off. Another one I noticed yesterday. Look at the breakout in Solar City yesterday. Holy cow. The momentum stocks are back.
Yeah.
Why? All this turmoil in the world? Go figure. Well, we're going to pick on a couple of these when we come back. This is Bill Gunderson.
And Stephen Gunderson.
We'll be right back.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets. Not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak. That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Thank you.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Yeah, you know, with the headlines of the day and the headlines of the week and the headlines over the last month, Argentina defaulting, near default on some bond payments, and major pipeline explodes in the Ukraine, and the Fed tinkering and looking at interest rates, inflation back in the picture, and refinery in Baghdad now in control of ISIS, on and on and on. And the momentum stocks are rallying.
It doesn't make any sense.
Sometimes the market makes no sense, but look, I'm an observer. I don't have any agenda here. I'm an observer. I'm a teller of the truth of what I observe, and so be it. You know, if it's that the market's nasty, I'm going to tell you. It's not nasty. We have had a huge rally here in the last few weeks in a lot of the names that used to lead this market. It doesn't make a whole lot of sense. The oil stocks have taken just a little bit of a pause here, and I think it's just the pause to refresh, kind of like halftime at the World Cup. Man, I'll tell you, that's tough work.
Yeah.
Up and down that field, and these aren't like so-so athletes on that field.
No.
Oh, man, it's kid on Brazil that I watched. What's his name?
Neymar.
What an athlete. I mean, incredible athlete. How would you like to defend that guy for an hour?
I couldn't do it.
Or 2 hours or whatever they play. And of course, they play to a 0-0 tie. How do you celebrate a 0-0 tie?
Only in the first round you got to do that.
I mean, do you go home and say we won? Do you go home and say we lost? It's a tie. But, you know, I think some teams are happy to tie. A tie is good because they should have lost the game, but instead they tied.
When Mexico tied Brazil.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, let's take a look here at a stock that was very athletic last year. And guess what? It's getting its mojo back. A company by the name of Jazz Pharmaceutical. Now, we don't currently own Jazz Pharmaceutical, but I keep a watch list in my model portfolios. If I see something that really catches my eye, I add it to a little section of the newsletter called Watch List. And if it gets me excited enough, I will add it back to the portfolios. Jazz Pharmaceutical was very good to us last year. Jazz Pharmaceutical got caught up in the sell-off. 176 is where it finally peaked in March of this year, before the attack on the biotechs was made and before they started to sell off, and we locked in a very, very big profit. I want to say a triple-digit profit, but let's find that here somewhere. We've got our model portfolios up here. Jazz, I want to say, it's an Irish-based company. It's an $8.8 billion market cap company. You see Jazz there. Where did we sell Jazz? There it is. Okay, we sold Jazz at 146. We bought it at 69. We made 111% in Jazz.
Okay. Triple digit gain.
We sold it pretty close to the top. Maybe I let it go down a little too much. I don't know. I mean, I sold it right in here. That's not so bad.
No.
And look what happened after that. It went from 146 to 120. Lost another 25 points after we sold it. And now we're back to where we sold it.
Yeah.
Okay? So maybe that's a place to look at getting back into Jazz.
Yeah.
Now, does it have the chops? Isn't that an expression you guys use nowadays? Does he have the chops?
I don't think so.
I don't know where we got that, but I hear it from time to time. Jazz Pharmaceutical, they develop specialty drugs in the therapeutic areas of narcolepsy, oncology, pain, psychiatry, and others. Look at the earnings growth over the years.
Wow.
They went positive in 2010, making $1.55 per share that year. Then they went to $3.52, $4.82, $6.31, $8.07, and they're looking for $10.09 in earnings.
Wow.
Over the last 5 years, the company has grown their earnings by 79% per year. Now, we always like to look and see how the stock has performed over the last 5 years. While they've been growing their earnings by 79% per year, did that translate into stock price appreciation?
Yes.
Yes, big time. What has the stock price appreciation of Jazz averaged over the last 5 years?
109%.
Okay. And that coincides, in fact, it exceeds the growth of earnings, which is 79% per year. That's why it's so important to find companies that are growing their earnings. You know, in NBA parlance, I mean, to average 109% per year, that'd be like being the MVP or being the leading scorer in the NBA.
Yeah.
For the last 5 years.
That's got to be one of the better ones we've looked at.
I would think if we were to rank the 5-year returns on stocks, that Jazz has got to be up there in that top 10. One of the premier performance stocks in the entire market. Now, the last 3 years have not been so bad either, have they?
No, they've been almost just as good. Up 72.3% per year for the last 3 years.
And the market has averaged?
15.
All right, now here's where we caught Jazz.
Yep.
The last 12 months, up?
115%, while the market's only up 18.5%.
Okay, so, and we got 111% out of Jazz, and we currently do not own Jazz. But, you see, this last three, isn't there an NBA team? The Utah Jazz, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Did they get a new coach finally this year?
I think so.
Yeah, they've struggled ever since Malone. Anyways, over the last 1 month, and not only that, Utah was in the league the wrong year.
I know.
I mean,
they just got smashed.
The year
by
that
the
Lakers were in their own division with Kobe and all that. Kobe was at the World Cup yesterday. Over the last 1 month, Jazz is up 18%. In other words, it's got its mojo back. So, from a performance point of view, I think Jazz has its chops.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Now we have to look from a valuation point of view, all right? Even though the momentum stocks are coming back, and even though that the high PE stocks are rebounding, the forward PE of Jazz, I still like value, okay? The forward PE of Jazz right now is
14.83.
And it's been growing. It's expected to continue to grow by?
At 20% over the next 5 years.
And that creates a PEG ratio of under 1.
Trading at a discount.
That's right, 0.72. And furthermore, when I take Jazz's earnings, which are expected to be 10.09 next year, grow them by 20%, apply a multiple that I think is appropriate, I get a $277 target price. It's at 148. Not a stock that we currently own, but very high on my watch list once again. This is Bill Gunderson.
And Steven Gunderson.
And we'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
There's a child sitting on a hard metal chair, clutching tightly to the trash bag that holds everything she owns. She's there because her father abuses her, and her mother doesn't care. There are people all around her, but she's never been more alone. A social worker tells her not to worry, that they'll find a place for her soon, as she dials yet another number, this time to a group home, and then a shelter, and then a temporary housing facility. If she called you, would you make a place for this child? The Bear Foundation is a Christian foster care ministry, and our homes and families are made up of people just like you who, when called, answered yes. This is your call. Right now, there's a child or teen who's wondering, where am I going to live? Who will take care of me? You have the answer. Call the Bear Foundation today. For more information about Christian foster care, call 1-866-265-2476, 866-265-2476, or visit christianfostercare.org.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot, the next day they are not. High tech is down, low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind, and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. pwstreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
Second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I just did my 2-minute stint here on the local news channel and covered Gilead Sciences today. I mean, this is still quite a story. I mean, their $1,000 pill Sovaldi has been in the news here recently, and a lot of the insurance companies, a lot of the states, Congress people, debating, you know, trying to get Gilead to justify the price of this miracle cure for hepatitis C. But the bottom line is, it's a great drug. It cures a problem that affects about 3 million people here in the U.S. and many, many more outside of the United States. And should they be told how much they can charge for the drug? I don't know. If somebody came up with a cure for cancer, take this pill. How much would Tony Gwynn have paid for it? I don't know. You know, this is a debate that will go on, and you have to weigh into the equation How much did it cost to develop the drug?
Yeah. Oh, you can't lose money.
Only knows how much it cost all those scientists and research and blah, blah, blah.
They'll never create anything else.
You can't take that profit incentive away for whatever reasons. You know, and I've used this example before. I don't see a lot of new drug development coming out of socialist countries where they control things. So, look, wherever you weigh in on the debate, Gilead, hats off to them. It's a $122 billion company. Puts it right up there with one of the biggest pharmaceuticals in America. And this is like their third or fourth big hit with drugs. Okay, we're going to go in a completely different direction now and go to pipelines. You know what? Drug stocks, they have pipelines, right?
Yeah.
They're drug pipeline. We talk about companies' pipelines all the time. Well, there's another kind of pipeline. You know, Stephen, you're too young to remember, but there was a time when we built a big pipeline here in America called the Alaska Pipeline because of one of the largest oil finds of all time in Prudhoe Bay, Alaska. And it put a lot of people to work building that pipeline. It was controversial at the time because they didn't want to disturb the tundra and the moose and the reindeer and whatever else, you know, but they did it. They built the pipeline, and that pipeline's been pumping oil out of Prudhoe Bay ever since. But there's a stock that is tied to that whole effort, and it's one of the greatest growth in income stocks of our generation. The name of the stock is BP Prudhoe Bay Royalty Trust. Now, I want to explain just for a minute what a royalty trust is. This thing, the people that buy into this stock, BP Prudhoe Bay, they get a portion of the oil that's coming out and being shipped. They in on it. They get a piece of the action. But when the oil dries up, which it will someday, I don't know. There's some theories that oil comes from the center of the earth, and as we extract it out of the nearby top of the earth, that it replenishes. I don't know. Don't have the answer to that. Not a geologist.
Come on, you're supposed to.
But
know
as
that.
Long as BPT is pumping oil, you're going to get a piece of the action. And the dividend yield has always been very, very high on this stock. In fact, right now the dividend yield is 9.7%. BP Prudhoe Bay is actually headquartered in Austin, Texas, and they hold an overriding royalty interest of 16.4% of the crude oil condensate production from the working interest of BP Alaska. And obviously the BP part of this name is British Petroleum, which also had another little project down in the Gulf of Mexico that didn't turn out so well. They were the author of one of the largest oil spills. And, of course, therein lies the controversy with extracting oil out of pristine areas of the world and shipping it. But you know what? We've talked about this many, many times. And we're just not there yet to where we can shut these pipelines off and flip the switch to solar.
Yeah.
Or flip the switch to wind. We're just not there yet. Nuclear, another controversial source of energy. And we need energy to drive our economy. So let's take a look at BP Prudhoe Bay and the kind of returns and dividends that it's returned to its shareholders over the years. Take a look there, Stephen. Go through the 10-year, 5-year, and the 12-month returns on this stock.
All right. Over the last 10 years, BPT has delivered 25% per year, while the market's only delivered 5.6% per year.
Okay, that's not bad. That's almost five times better than the overall market.
And then in the last 5 years, it's averaged 18.7% per year, while the market's averaged 16.4% per year.
It's been more of a dividend.
Still outperforming it,
though. Yeah, more of an income-type stock.
Now, over the last 12 months, it's up 22.5%.
Okay, now, here is a stat that really jumps off the page at me, all right? The last 3 months, which is basically since this whole Ukraine situation started to blow up.
Yeah.
Look at the last 3 months of BPT.
It's up 30%.
Market's up 3%.
Yeah.
All right? pipelines. In fact, let's just go up to the parent of this company, or the next level up, which would be the asset class. I have the pipeline MLP stocks separated out as an asset class. Okay, what is the leading asset class in the market right now?
MLP index, JP Morgan.
I use that ETF, which is AMJ, as my proxy for these types of stocks that are tied to oil and gas pipelines. And just like biotechs were the number one asset class, or actually it was small cap U.S. stocks, number one asset class last year, this year it is the pipeline stocks, okay? Not drugs in the pipeline, but petro in the pipeline. What a difference a year makes, yeah. All right? So not only is BPT, over the last 3 months, this thing's up 30%, but it is also a stock that is in the leading asset class in the market right now. Market cap, $2.2 billion. Dividend yield, I show here, looking at MarketSmith, I show a dividend yield of
9.7, right?
Yeah, no, I think it's 10. I think it's a double digit. It's, yeah, 9.7% is the dividend yield. Now, lastly, we can't do a valuation on Prudhoe Bay. There's been a lot of attempts made at valuing the reserves that are still in the Prudhoe Bay in Alaska. It's a difficult process. How much oil is left? How much before it will be depleted? Because if you own this thing and all of a sudden they say, there goes the last drop.
Yeah, we're all out.
Good to the last drop. There's no more oil. Well, your dividend's over, right? But this thing's been cranking for the last 20 years or so, and it's still going strong. We can't do a valuation. I've read some studies that say, yeah, it's good for another 25 years at least, this royalty stream coming from this oil. So the only really things we can look at here are the performance of the stock numerically, which we just did. And you see that last 3 months, this is one of the hottest stocks in the entire market right now. Look at the stock chart, okay?
Yeah.
Let's look at the chart, which is since Ukraine. Ukraine began about January, okay? Look at the movement of this stock since Ukraine, because all of a sudden pipelines are in the news. Now, I currently don't own BP, Prudhoe Bay Royalty Trust. I get a lot of complaints from clients about the extra forms that they've got to fill out, the partnership returns forms with the tax man. And for that reason, I don't currently own BP, Prudhoe Bay Royalty Trust. Instead, I own an ETF that has a collection of these types of companies. And this company, if you own the ETF, you don't get stuck with the royalty, the partnership returns come tax time.
Those K-1s.
K-1s. So it's a way of getting around the partnership returns. I own the J.P. Morgan Alerian ETN, which is the index. It's the MLP index. And by the way, it's still the number one asset class of all the asset class, gold, S&P 500, bonds, muni bonds, corporate bonds. The number one asset class continues to be the MLP index, which is shipping oil, charging people to use their pipeline, and paying big fat dividends to happy investors. This is Bill Gunderson and Stephen Gunderson. We will be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
The stock market has never been busier or harder to keep up with. One day biotechs are hot. The next day they are not. High tech is down. Low tech is up. And what about bonds and your 401k? So many questions coming faster than ever. But now you can keep up by subscribing to the Best Stocks Now podcast. Take it with you wherever you go. The Best Stocks Now podcast comes to you from the headquarters of Gunderson Capital Management, a nationally recognized firm that handles over $100 million in assets, not a newsroom. That is why the Best Stocks Now podcast is one of the most popular shows of its kind and why you see Bill Gunderson so often on so many national financial news shows. Just subscribe one time and it's delivered automatically to your smartphone or computer every day. And don't tell your accountant, but it's free and easy to find at pwstreet.com. PWStreet.com, the Best Stocks Now podcast. Don't miss a thing. Get it now.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
Prevent those frustrating seasonal symptoms, including sneezing, runny nose, and watery eyes that can spoil your time outdoors by supercharging your immune response right at the source, your digestive tract, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. If your immune system views pollen, animal dander, or wheat as a dangerous invader, it will react by stimulating an inflammatory response and incite all those unpleasant symptoms. What you may not know is that the immune receptor cells residing in your gut all depend on a healthy probiotic population to function at their peak.
That's why Dr. Fred Pescatore, a best-selling author on the subject, recommends Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as a top-tier defense in the management of seasonal symptoms. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics delivers live, beneficial bacteria in an easily absorbed formula and is backed by over 25 years of research. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference and enjoy the outdoors again.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
And welcome back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We're having some fun here. Let's have some fun here in this last quarter. We always have fun. But sometimes more fun than others. You know, in the first part of the show, we talked about the momentum stock comeback.
Yeah.
How in the world, with pipelines blowing up in Ukraine, with refineries being taken over by ISIS in Iraq, with Argentina defaulting on debt payments, how in the world can the momentum stocks be coming back right now? We named several: Proofpoint, Workday, Jazz Pharmaceutical, the 3D printer stocks like 3D Systems and Stratasys, Ultimate Software, ULTI, Illumina, ISIS, SolarCity. Take a look at the charts. Look, I'm just a reporter here telling you what I observe during my frontline look. Get the binoculars over. See how I have the binoculars right over there? I'm looking all day long. I'm observing. And if I see something that really jumps off the page at me, I send out a tweet. You can follow me on Twitter, at Bill Gunderson. If you don't know what Twitter is, I'm sure you know how to go to a website, pwstreet.com. We're moving that over to Gunderson Capital at some point. But for now, it's pwstreet.com, which is left over from my Positively Wall Street days. That was the name of the show, named after a Bob Dylan song, Positively 4th Street.
I thought it was a clever name.
I liked it, and I liked the intro music. Dylan, you got a lot of nerve. But anyways, we've become a little more polished in our age here, and now we're Gunderson Capital Man, no longer positive. But pwstreet.com will get you to my Twitter at the end of the day. Hey, what did Bill tweet today? Look at that. LNG back in the spotlight. How about that? BPT still exploding to the upside. No current position. Some interesting tweets. You might even find an idea or two, an actionable idea. I get tweets all the time back to me, thanking me. Hey, Bill, thanks for mentioning that stock. I made some money on it. And I always say, well, where's my McDonald's coupons? Where's my tickets to the Laker game? Huh? Did you remember old Bill down here? But you know what? That's what I do. I enjoy doing it.
They're not all recommendations to buy and sell, though.
These are just, hey.
They're just
observations.
Observations, and you have to choose for yourself whether or not it's right for you.
But if I do buy one,
you'll let them know.
I say, I bought it.
Yeah.
Just bought this stock in my aggressive growth account or my little speculative trading account. I want to tell you. That thing is starting to nail some big ones left and right. Now, you say, well, Bill, why don't you buy the same stocks in your speculative trading account that you buy? Well, there are some stocks that are too small, too thinly traded, micro-cap stocks that it's just not possible. No institution, no money manager can buy those stocks. They're left to the little retail guy with an account at Scottrade, right?
Yeah.
You know, in a $7 just a little trade account. Or... Interactive Brokers or whatever, because they just trade too thinly. But the funny thing is every once in a while, these stocks rise to the top of our list in the Best Stocks Now app. And I'm just going to have some fun here in the last few minutes with a stock that Stephen and I have scratched our heads over the years at how well this thing has done. And how little it trades. It's traded 2,700 shares today, okay? If I went in and bought 100,000 shares, what would that do?
They wouldn't let you do it.
No, it'd be like an elephant saying, I'm going to come sit in this bathtub.
Yeah.
You could squish all the guys underneath you. It's just not going to work. But Nathan's Famous, they operate 316 Nathan's Famous fast food restaurants in 28 states and 9 foreign countries. And also, I noticed when I stopped by my Ralph's on the way home, I can buy Nathan's Famous hot dogs in a pack. I like the natural casing ones myself. It's a $250 million company. Do you know that over the last 10 years, this thing's averaged 26% a year?
Man.
That's a lot of chili.
There was one point, what was that, a year or 2 years ago, where it went up
every
single day for like 2 months.
And then it settled down for a lot. Look at this.
Yeah.
A year, it's gone nowhere. So totally was off my radar screen. Okay.
Yeah.
Completely gone. And all of a sudden, it had a major breakout last week. I don't know what's going on. Look, we're just having some fun here. This is not a recommendation, but this is an example of the way stocks can trade from time to time. It's really crazy. It's really, really crazy to see a little company like this, Nathan's Famous, makes hot dogs. There's no analyst coverage. Nobody covers it out there. The only way that we ever discovered it and what a good job it's done over the years for its shareholders is by the app. The app's the Best Stock Now detector. It picks up these kinds of things, right?
Yeah.
And so I don't know how you like your hot dogs. I personally like chili, cheese, and onions. All right? And, you know, like Tommy's chili, they put a big slice of tomato and two pickles.
Yeah.
And is there anything closer to heaven than that? I don't know what it is. Maybe fish and chips. Steven, he's more persnickety.
I am.
Yeah, he doesn't like
I'm
the
a picky
onions.
Eater.
Doesn't like the onion.
I don't like tomato either.
The guy gets a loaded hamburger and unloads it.
Yep.
Takes off all the tomatoes.
I'll leave the bacon and the avocado.
That's it. He's a meat eater. Anyways, Nathan's Famous is N-A-T-H. And then just in a closing comment here, we were talking about these pipeline stocks. In my growth and income account, which I prefer them to the bond market, we own a stock, Magellan Midstream Partners, that we bought in October of 2011. It's a pipeline stock. It's now up 193%. So, you say, the pipeline stocks, they're not as exciting as biotechs.
Boring.
I think 193% return, almost a triple on MMP, is about as exciting as I've ever seen. In fact, this is one of the biggest winners. We should add this to the walls of our office
here.
Yeah,
seriously.
MMP. Anyways, look, ideas, they're a dime a dozen. Some are good, some are bad. I'll leave it for you to decide whether we have any good ideas here at Gunderson Capital Management. Get the app, the Google Store, the iTunes Store. It's number three. It's reached number three recently in the world. If you want me to manage your money, 855-611-BEST, 855-611-BEST. And the website to get the newsletter?
pwstreet.com.
All right. Have a great day, everybody. Enjoy those chili dogs.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.